The University of California, Davis says two police officers have been placed on administrative leave there. The reason is plain for people to see if you look at YouTube, and there have been hundreds of thousands of views at this point. You can see that video at our website. We've got a link for you there. What you're hearing is the screams of protesters who were on campus Friday, who were very liberally pepper sprayed during a demonstration aligned with Occupy Wall Street. And it's raised a lot of questions over the correct, appropriate use of pepper spray in confronting protesters. Joining us now, John Shane, Assistant Professor of Criminal Justice at John Jay College of Criminal Justice and a former Newark police officer. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Have you seen the video that we're talking about?
Yes, I have, yes.
And what did you think about the use of pepper spray in this particular confrontation?
Well, my immediate reaction is that the video, of course, like so many other videos in these situations, doesn't tell the entire story. We don't know what was said or done just prior to deploying pepper spray. So we don't know if the police officers had tried to remove the protesters and were met with resistance, and that's why they deployed the spray, or if they just deployed it without doing anything. So while it looks disturbing on its face, my immediate reaction is don't rush the judgment because we don't know all of the facts just yet.
Although one of the things that you did while you were with the Newark Police Department was train officers in how and when to use chemical agents. So, I mean, what are the basic guidelines when you're confronting peaceful protesters? And these were students who were sitting on the ground with linked arms, and whether or not to use pepper spray.
It's a pretty basic escalation of force, and it begins with the use of your command voice, your presence, and moving in with what are known as pain compliance holds and just various movements to get people to move. So, for example, if the police officers had approached these protesters and took hold of them and tried to get them to move and met with active resistance, then they can deploy the pepper spray. But if the protesters are just sitting passively and they're not reacting, not resisting, then that's an inappropriate use of pepper spray. That's what I mean. We don't know exactly what happened just before that. The police officers may have been met with some sort of active resistance, and then they deployed the spray. But we don't know that based on that little bit of video.
You know, John, is this a moment for the United States to kind of take a look at police procedures and how they deal with protests in the way that we did, say, 10 years ago?
Well, sure. It's always a time to pause, use the video for training, listen to what the protesters have been saying, listen to what the police officers have been saying, and get a sense of why the police officers decided to use their discretion and deploy spray at that moment. What didn't work ahead of time? Why did they not move based on commands? What did the police officers know at that given moment? All those things are very, very good training opportunities for police departments and organized protest groups around the country.
John Shane is Assistant Professor of Criminal Justice at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice and a former Newark police officer. John, thank you so much.
Quite welcome. Thank you.
Again, you can see this video with the link from our website. It's a UC Davis, that's University of California, Davis, students who are blocking a walkway and get pepper sprayed by police officers there.